The Gemara of Chavdalim Beis brings down the Maisa that Rabbi Kiva was walking with the Chachamim. They saw Shul coming out with Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. They started crying. Rabbi Kiva was mitzachik, and they asked them why. Why are you laughing? So he told them that you have these two nevuahs. There's a nevuah of Zechariah, and the nevuah of Uriah. It says Bariah, it says Zechen Beglachem Tzion Sadat Tacharash, and by Zechariah it says Adiyeshu Zkenim Zkenis Bechavis Yerushalayim. So Achan is coming to Vasa Shul Uriah. Until I saw that the Nebuah of Uriah was in the sky, I used to miss Arash, the sky of Nebuah Shal Zechariah. I was afraid that the Nebuah of Zechariah won't be in the sky either. Achshuv, Shin the sky of Nebuah Shal Uriah, be a duash, Nebuah Shal Zechariah Miskayamis. I know that it will be in the sky. And they told him, Akiva Nechamtanu, Akiva Nechamtanu. And the Gemara Zechariah Pelu and Farshim are bothered that how could there have been a Havamina that the Nebuah shouldn't be in the sky? Why does he need to see the Shul to prove that the Nebuah of Taiba should be in the sky? About if there's a Nebuah, it's going to be in the sky. What was the suffix of Rabbi Kiva? Why did he need to see the kiyum of this nevuah of the shul coming from Beis Kodesh HaKadosh? And I saw a beautiful hezer from David Salveshik in the Sefer and Chumash Parshas B'chu Kaisa. He's Masber Alpi the Rambam and Hilchus Yisrael Atari Perik Yod Alachadal. The Rambam says that there's a chiluk between a nevuah l'tayva and a nevuah l'ra. He says a nevuah l'ra, if a navi says something bad will happen and then it didn't happen, that's not a raya that he's a navi shaker, because it could be the navi was a navi amos, but Klai sold the tshuva, and therefore Hashem was chayzer from the nevuah l'ra. But a nevuah l'tayva is behechach going to happen. There's no way it could become batal. There's no reason why it should become batal. So if a navi says something good will happen, it didn't happen, that's a raya that he's talking about a navi amos. So Zaktav David, he says that the nevuah kishal atzmai, that od yeshu zkenim zkenes v'chavis yishlam, that's a nevuah l'tayva, and it's vada going to be in the sky. But the problem is that the Torah is telling that nevuah and the other nevuah of the tzion sada tacharash. And that nevuah is a nevuah l'ra. A nevuah l'ra is not necessarily going to be in the sky, because it could be the do tshuva and it won't be in the sky. So that was Rabbi Kiva's chashash. He said that since the nevuah l'tayva is taller than the nevuah l'ra, and the nevuah l'ra maybe won't be in the sky because we could do tshuva, and if that nevuah doesn't happen, then the nevuah l'tayva won't happen either, because the two nevuahs are tali ha-maha. There's a tanai in the nevuah l'tayva that the nevuah l'ra has to happen. And therefore, he was concerned that maybe they'll do tshuva, maybe the nevuah l'ra won't happen, and maybe the nevuah l'tayva is not guaranteed either. So when he saw that Nevuah L'ra was in the sky, and he saw the Shul, he knew that now the Tanai is Mekuyim, and the Melech Mokach that the Nevuah L'tayva will be in the sky as well. That's the Hasbein wants to say in the Gemara. Now, L'chayr, what he's saying is Tzarechin, because the Rambam over there says that the Nevuah L'tayva is for sure going to happen, even if it's Al Tanai. The Rambam says L'hadya, even if the Nevuah was given Al Tanai, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure that it happens for sure. There's no way that the Nevuah L'tayva is not going to happen. He says, Al Tayva, Shamar B'Yidushin Abishakir. So the Rambam says, even Al Tanai, it's not gonna go back. So then, L'chayr, it's still Tzarechin, even though the Nevuah L'tayva is Tali, the Tanai, that the Nevuah L'ra should be in the sky, but the Nevuah L'tayva is necessarily going to be in the sky. So what exactly was the chashash of Rabbi Kiva? And I think what Rabbi Dovid meant to say is not, this is not just a Tanai, but this is sort of the Seder HaDvarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, this is how it's going to happen. First, there's going to be the Nevuah of L'ra, and then afterwards, the Nevuah L'tayva is going to be in the sky. It's not a Tanai Ba'am, he's saying, but this is the way it's gonna work. So when Mela calls him on the Nevuah L'ra didn't happen, the Nevuah L'tayva can't take place as well. That's the whole Seder HaDvarim. And Mela, once you do tshuva and that Nevuah won't happen, the Nevuah L'tayva won't happen either. And that's L'chayr what is Lash and his Mash over there. He says that it's that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is the Kachu Seder HaDvarim Dafka Lias Miskiamas B'tchila Nevuah L'ra V'achakach Nevuah L'tayva. So a Tanai and a Chinami, even though it's a Tanai, then the Nevuah L'tayva is going to happen. But if it's a Seder HaDvarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying this is the Mitzvah of what's going to be. So if you're missing step A, you're never going to get the step B, and we made that was the chashash of Rabbi Kiva, and therefore when he saw that it taka happened, the Nevuah L'ra, he knew the Nevuah L'tayva would be in the sky as well, and that was the Nechamah that they told him, Akiva Nechamtanu, Akiva Nechamtanu, and the Mazel Tov to all the Lamedim and the Siyam Masechus Makis. We should say Chataka to see the Kiyam of the Nevuah of Oyeshu Skenim Skenis Mechubis 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 Mechubis